Israel's cabinet has been meeting to decide their response to Iran's missile attack. Meanwhile, the IDF strikes on Gaza and Beirut are continuing, as is the loss of life and the mounting number of injured. Israeli tanks in South Lebanon fired on UNIFIL positions yesterday, and we'll have more on the UNIFIL mission and the Irish troops there with Senator Tom Clonan after eight. But for the latest, let's go to Channel 4 News international editor Lindsay Hilsum, who's in Beirut. And Lindsay, you arrived in Beirut yesterday, only 16 people, I think, on your plane, and the smell of smoke over the city as soon as you arrived.
That's right, because as we landed just before, there had been four attacks by the Israelis in the centre of Beirut, so we could smell it as we got off the plane and as I came to the hotel. What was interesting about these attacks is, whereas before most of the attacks have been in the southern suburb, Dahiyeh, which is where Hezbollah had its main stronghold, that suburb is now pretty much deserted, I'm told. And these strikes were in central Beirut. Apparently, they were targeting a senior Hezbollah official. He, according to Hezbollah, was not killed. But what the health ministry here are saying is that 22 other people were killed in these attacks, which were on two separate apartment blocks.
And as well as these strikes in Beirut, as well as the fighting that's going on in southern Lebanon, more strikes in Gaza, more killing of the people there. And Hamas apparently not cleared after everything the IDF has done.
Well, both in Lebanon and in Gaza, this has not stopped sporadic rocket attacks into Israel. From Gaza, this is obviously Hamas, which is much, much weakened after more than a year of war, in which, as we know, more than 42,000 people in Gaza have been killed, majority of them civilians. But Hamas does seem able, to some extent, to still fire into Israel. It does very little damage, it should be said, because Israel has this Iron Dome system which protects it. But also the Hezbollah here in Lebanon, again, very much weakened by the Israeli onslaught of the last week or so. Nonetheless, they are still able to fire some rockets into northern Israel. And so as yet, Israelis are not returning to their homes in northern Israel from where they were evacuated a year ago.
And the head of the UN mission there, the UNIFIL mission there, told the Security Council last night that UNIFIL troops in Lebanon are increasingly in jeopardy, that operational activities have virtually come to a halt since the 23rd of September. And then we had these two incidents yesterday of firing on UNIFIL troops by the IDF. Is this a deliberate tactic to push UNIFIL out of the area? Is this a deliberate tactic to avoid eyes on what's happening in South Lebanon?
Well, clearly, the Israelis have said to UNIFIL that they should withdraw, I think they said, 3 miles further north. And when UNIFIL refused to do that, first of all, they shot out the cameras on the Nakura Tower, which is an observation post. And then they fired at that base, and two Indonesian UNIFIL soldiers were injured. So Israel isn't being secretive about what it wants, which is it says that UNIFIL should withdraw so that basically Israel has a free rein to do what it considers it needs to do in southern Lebanon. What it says is that it's coming across a lot of houses and other installations which are full of weaponry, Hezbollah weaponry, which was going to be used to fire into Israel. That's what the Israelis say. And they have pushed the people out, the civilians out, and they've pushed Hezbollah back from the border as well. I suppose one of the main issues is the range of Israeli rockets and missiles, because even if Israel does succeed in pushing Hezbollah back north of the Litani River, that doesn't necessarily stop Hezbollah from firing into Israel, because they have longer range weapons. And it is one of the things about UNIFIL, which has about 10,000 soldiers here, they do not have the mandate or the ability to really stop the Israelis from doing this.
And we'll have more on this with Senator Tom Clonan later in the programme. But for the moment, Lindsay Hilsum, International Editor with Channel 4 News. Thank you for speaking to us on Morning Ireland.